Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyatt, who can be found on knowthename.com. And if you have any questions, you can always email at info@knowthename.com. I want to start off right away with tonight's show with a huge apology, because I noticed that as Lori McQuarrie was so gracious in switching, because our guest who was originally scheduled for tonight needed to switch, with it being Mercury retrograde, I failed to let Grace know, who does our wonderful newsletters, and so she didn't switch the newsletter. So it looks like in our newsletter that Susan was tonight and Lori's next week. Hey, that's on me. That's not on my wonderful helper, because I literally made sure that the switch went through, and I told our producers to make sure everything was good online, and then I failed to share that with my wonderful aide. So our newsletter is in error. We're posting it all over Facebook and everything else, our mistake. I'm sorry about that. We have the wonderful Lori McQuarrie, whom you guys knew were going to come next week, on tonight for us. And so I am so appreciative of that. And as I'm talking and just saying Lori's name, you guys are calling in, which is wonderful because it's such a treat. When I have questions, I call Lori. She does management by intuition. I met her in 1999, 21 years ago, when we were both living in Oregon. She was in Lake Oswego. I was in Beaverton. And I had actually read about an unknown person in a book. And he gave enough clues without naming her that I, because I lived in the area, I put the clues together and I called Lori. I said, okay, I want a reading with this person too. And I have been calling her ever since. She is my go-to person. And so I get a lot of answers through intuition and through meditation and all those other good routes. But I'll tell you, when I need clarity, when I'm up against something and I just go, I don't know if I'm too close to this to see it correctly, Lori's the one I call. She has her business. It's called Management by Intuition. You can find her literally by her name on the website, Lori McQuarrie. Everything is spelled the normal way, but I'll spell it anyway, LauriMcQuarrie.com. And if you want to call in and talk with her, Our number is 888-627-6008. And of course, if it's busy or not an answer, just wait till somebody else is off the air and you know that that line is opened up and call again. So Lori, welcome back to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Thank you. It's just always a pleasure to talk with you, Sharon.
Oh, always my pleasure that you're giving us your time. I want to start just with two quickie questions for you before we start taking callers, because it's what I see when people call me for name readings, and it's nice to see the patterns in the names, but there's a lot of fear out there, and I define fear as a lack of information, because if we had more information, we wouldn't be fearful. So I'm going to ask you how you look at fear, and then what do you see coming for us the second half of the year that is what seems to be causing so much of the fear, so that people can have information?
Excellent question. Well, we all have our fear base. Some of it's probably rooted in childhood. What do you fear the most? And I think it's an individual thing. That's why one size fitting all is not working here. We need to know ourselves well enough to recognize that whatever's going on around us, it's our own fear base that's going to make it or break it. The fear base I think we have, generally speaking now, is the unknown. What the heck's going to happen? But if you look into your own self, that's a pretty common fear for people. People like to have things laid out. You know, that's why we go to the funny movie mysteries and go, I enjoy this because it's just a made-up story, and I don't want to know how it ends. But we sure want to know how life is going to pan out. I think this is a huge exercise in just having faith. It has nothing to do with religion. It's the faith of the universe that you will be taken care of, and we are being taken care of. I know it feels like we're kind of loping along, but we have so many wonderful, talented, dedicated, caring people at the helm of this boat, this ship, that I think we should let them do their job. And I'm talking health professionals in particular, having been one myself many years ago. I so appreciate their work. The doctors we have working on this morning, noon, and night. And the biggest fear, of course, is that we don't know. Well, but that's part of faith, isn't it? Sometimes we don't know how things are going to turn out. Sometimes we have conditions in our lives where we just have to just give it up and say to the universe, you better take care of it. My saying has always, and my belief has been, there's only one general manager of the universe, and it ain't me.
I love that one. I used to always say, when somebody said something,
it's kind of like this, Sharon. We all seem to spend a lot of time trying to be better. And I don't mean so much financially. I mean better people, better moms, better dads, better people, period. How would you ever know if you have accomplished that unless it were challenged?
Well, that's true.
If we didn't have this going on, we'd all, I guess, go kind of swimmingly along. But challenges are part of life. Some are tougher than others. This is a huge one. But collectively, this is not an individual thing. Collectively, we can get through this, and we will get through it. Humanity has run into some pretty tough stuff before this, over hundreds of years, and survived.
I have one quickie question, simply because Coast to Coast AM, that show, has so many millions of people listening to it. And I know a lot of my listeners listen to that one. And Ed Dames was on recently, and since the late 90s, when I first heard him speak, he has been talking about this kill shot, about the sunspots, and how it's going to wipe out a third of America, and we're going to go dark and back to the dark ages. And he said, he was just on this week, which is the reason I'm asking, and he says that in sunspot 25, which we're just starting, this kill shot's going to happen. Now, when I meditate and look at that, I see no such thing. What are you seeing according to that?
You know, we've heard so many of these possibles over the years. Gosh, do you remember how popular it was? And excuse me, I hate to minimize it because it can be real. But remember all of these predictions we had for the end of the world in the 80s?
Oh, yeah. And then in 2012. Oh, that was it.
Yes. But I mean, I remember specifically, I took a group to the coast for a weekend workshop, and it was actually right on the date that some book was written, 1985, the world was going to end on that day. And we sat in this wonderful, great place on the ocean, about 12 of us, and I said, what a way to go. We'll be talking metaphysics. Of course nothing happened. But what I'm saying is, you know, there's always somebody going to interpret something their way, and that doesn't mean they're wrong. Sometimes people misread things. I have. I mean, you know, we're all human. But to just narrow in on one person's take for the world, I think is just wrong. I think this has been said over and over here, you know, and I don't want to get into political stuff anyway. But, you know, something as simplistic as wearing your mask, that's an individual choice. And, you know, you can mandate all you want, but you can't make people do what they don't want to do. I hope people start wearing them more because it's a basic. It's a basic to health care.
Well,
but
you
we
know,
can change this by working together and not listening to what the might-bes are.
Yeah,
I don't
I
see
just
sunspots.
Wrote a...
Sunspots are here all the time, Sharon.
Yeah, I just wrote a whole thing on Twitter about somebody was really upset because somebody was wearing a mask and somebody else wasn't wearing a mask. And I just wrote a big, long thing that literally said, hey, guys, our country was founded on free will choice. And I remember John Adams taking a case, literally defending somebody on the British because he needed a defendant. And everybody hated him for even taking that case. And he said, if we can't give everybody equal rights underneath the law and allow those with difference of opinions of ours to also have the right to express themselves, then we don't have a constitution.
Okay. Well, I concur up to a point, Sharon.
Okay.
I think because collectively now this is a healthcare thing. You know, I understand having belief systems and the freedom of such, but if a person feels that way strongly, then I would say go out at midnight. Go out and do your shopping or something when other people aren't there if you're not going to wear your mask, because it's a common courtesy. It's kind of like even as basic, if you sit in a restaurant and sneeze, I get pretty upset if the person sneezing isn't trying to contain it. And that's just a basic kind of courtesy. You know, he has a right, I suppose, this person sneezing, to not if he doesn't want to, but he's in a public setting. We're all eating. We're all close together. This is the old days. This will be changed forever, I'm sure. But, you know, it's also just basic human decency and just attention to detail for people around you. That's all I'm asking. And I hear when people go, you know, I don't want to. It's not me. Then fine. Find a time to go out when there's the least amount of people around so you don't impact others. It's common courtesy.
Well, I think it's polite to go for yourself when there's not a lot of people around, if you can find that,
those
that are
if
in
they
big
open
cities.
Up the stores to shop 24/7, I'm sure you'll have people there at 4 a.m. You know, when I worked late shifts, I used to go shop at 11 at night. It was great.
Yeah,
get off,
I used
and nobody was there. But there's got
to
be a way where there's
a
compromise, where people don't feel so pushed in a corner with no choices. Because you always have a choice. You have a choice to not make a choice.
Yeah, that's true, too. Well, let's take our first caller. Amy, you've been waiting. You called in early. Bless your heart. Amy, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. What question do you have for Lori today?
Hello?
Okay, I know our line is full. I know all the lines are loaded. So I'm wondering if Don is having
Can you hear me?
I can hear
yeah.
you. I just am not
you
hearing
hear
Don.
Me?
Oh, now I can. Thank you, Amy. Yes, what's your question?
Okay, thank you. Hey, I need security. I live at the at a residence at the Joan of Arc in San Diego, and I'm just feeling weird today. And I want to have home security where I will be living here. And I wonder if you have any information for me.
What's your birth date, Amy?
August 5th. Do you need my year?
Nah, we don't need the year. Well, that's interesting. You're a Leo. Leo's pretty strong people. Leos are usually everybody else looks to and says, oh, my gosh, tell me it's going to be okay. I think that this, I'm not trying to minimize your feeling at all, because we all feel very, very vulnerable right now, no matter what the circumstances. Now, you're talking about living in a certain place in San Diego. Is that where you live?
Yes. Yeah, I've lived here.
I love
for
San Diego. I've lived there several times in my lifetime. It's beautiful.
I love it.
Are you living
here.
In a place where it's an apartment or something where you have a total security thing going on, or are you by yourself?
No, I live in a building and we rent rooms, kind of like a dormitory, but you have the whole building.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's some basic metaphysical things you can practice here, and they do work. Energy is very strong. I would, if you had concerns that you have no control over, if you live in a big building where there's many people and maybe very little security, you can keep yourself secure with the white light. That's what we always called it, white energy light. And it's the light of the universe. It's the light of protection. Fear draws fear, Amy. And that kind of energy, if you really live it and breathe it and worry about it morning, noon, and night, and I know it's hard not to at times, but if you can just replace it with something that distracts you from feeling so fearful, I don't see anything happening to you at all in that building. I think you'll be fine. I don't know whether there's questionable other people there, but do you live by yourself?
I do, but
you
I
have
interact
an apartment
with
of your own.
People. I have my own room, but it's like you interact like you're in a dormitory,
well,
like a college dorm.
But see, you're
dorm.
Picking up other people's fears too.
Exactly.
It's like
exactly.
sitting in a movie theater, and you know you're all just thinking and throwing out thoughts. So if this is something that you have no control over, you have just this at your disposal for now, then you have to figure out ways to block it out. Sometimes you can, you know, just sit and listen to music. If you can get out and walk at all, they haven't been discouraging people from walking at least. You know, it's very claustrophobic right now to think about the things you can't do. But you've got a very sharp mind. And I would be surprised if you haven't been a student of metaphysics or at least theosophy or theology. I think that always probably has interested in you, and it should have, because you've been a priest in past lives. So I would call upon that inner calm. Excuse me?
I said I've been addicted to this since I was born.
There's nothing wrong with that. Take it and have it work for you. And, you know, believe it or not, you could be helping other people around you feel calmer just by you being yourself. It's like I'm telling you, this Leo thing, and I know I'm a Leo. I'm the 31st at the end of this month, so I know Leos Ooh. Pretty well. Plus, I'm married to a great Leo. We have an interesting time. Two cats.
Whoa, what fire.
A lot of energy. Well, two different Leos. But, you know, honey, I'm just saying, okay, face the unknown. It is unknown. But, you know, I really hate to say it, but things could be a lot worse than this. We could have nuclear stuff going on. We could have some horrific. This is bad enough. I get it. But in our own little world, our little orb, we have control over what we say, think, and do. And even standing in line for something, you, if you're attuned and it sounds like you are, you could be picking up somebody's feelings from in front of you 6 feet away and just going, oh, my gosh, this person is worried. You could feel it. I've been always able to do that. It's a little disconcerting. But you can send wonderful energy back to that person. I'm not saying tap them on the shoulder like I did once and told a lady her son was going to get the job in New York he wanted. I thought she was going to have a heart attack. This was in a checkout line. I don't do that anymore. So what I want you to do is just know you have beautiful Leo energy of being able to exude calmness and strength and absolutely capability. We can only be accountable for ourselves at this point in time, but it sure goes out to everybody else around us. Just know how strong and beautiful your spirit is.
Okay,
so
that's it, Amy.
You feel good about me being here, right?
Yeah, that's
good.
What she said.
Okay.
She didn't see anything happening to you.
You know what? We're all where we're supposed to be when we're there. It's divine. It's not religious. It is just universally divine. If you trust that, now I'm not saying do anything silly like go out and walk up and down the freeway at midnight, but knowing where you are has brought you there for a reason. And I always think that you never know. Just standing on a street corner and talking to somebody, you may say 5 words that changes their life.
There you go, Amy. You're off. You're off to a good start. You're safe where you're at.
Take care of yourself. Put up that nice protective barrier of beautiful white light. You will be fine.
You guys made my day. Happy birthday, too, this month.
Thank you. I'm ready. I'll be 79. I can't believe it. They lied on my birth certificate. I know they did. They had to have. This is not possible. I don't feel like this at all. It's going to be a good one. And
Laura,
your birthday is going to be good in August, too. You got some surprise coming. I don't know what it is. It's good. It'll be good.
Okay, Amy, I got to cut this
Have
off
fun.
So I can get through the list. Okay, Laura, thank you for waiting. Laura from New Jersey, you're on the air with us. Laura, what question do you have for me?
Yes. Hi, I just have a question for my daughter. I just wanted to know if you see her being successful in her major in her first year in college in September.
What's her name?
Julia.
And what's her birthday?
8/31.
Do not worry about this girl. She was born stable, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, she walked out of the womb going, let's get this place in order. She's a little Virgo. Don't worry about her.
Yes,
she's a very old soul, Mom. Laura, you're a worrier.
And yes, I am.
That's being a mom. I understand. I'm a mom, too. But still, I think you would worry if the chicken didn't cross the road on time. And I don't want you to fret.
Okay.
Don't fret. What's your birthday?
4/12.
Well, you're a nice, strong little Aries. I think that you just, of course, like a good mom, you want to pack her lunch and send her to college. Let her go. She's fine. She's very stable. And she has a real, I love that she's got a good opinion about herself. She likes herself.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's
well,
that's,
you've done a good job. I don't know if you've raised her alone, but it feels like you've had more input.
Oh, yeah, my husband is a big influence. And, you know, she's the only child also.
Well, you know, I know. But that's, you know, that's the biggest reason why you have to trust. Trust
okay.
The universe is going to take care of her. Your child will never be into bad stuff. She won't have a drug problem. She's not going to do dumb things.
Oh,
isn't that a relief?
You're reading my mind, yes.
No, don't even go there, because she has had wonderful, wonderful parenting, and especially you're her role model, Mom, and
okay.
She does look to you. Although, you know, girls sometimes don't want to be exactly like moms. They want to do their own thing. But
mm-hmm.
She will never stray far from you, and she will be, she's creative. I don't know what she's planning on taking in college, but she's got a good creative mind, and she also has a mind.
Who knows?
Should be in medicine somewhere.
Yep, you guys are both talking over each other, but you're saying the same thing.
Well, there's research. She'd be good in research. She's a very people-oriented. She'd love to be on this team right now trying to figure out the virus.
Wow.
Smart
yeah,
girl.
She's,
let her. Oh. Trust that you've done an excellent job. That's your biggest gift to her.
Okay.
Is you're sending her
yeah.
off to
yeah.
college and saying, we're here if you need us, but we believe you can handle it.
Perfect.
You know what, Laura? That's perfect. I'm so glad that you get
no
confidence
worries.
Of
no.
that so that you can not be
yes.
as concerned and worried, because
yeah.
this is a time period that's scary. So I love that answer.
Oh, it is.
Thank you.
Well,
for
it would be scary
in.
Even without it, sending your child off. But you know,
yeah,
she's mature.
Okay.
She,
yeah,
you
I know.
Picked
you know,
old
and
soul
now
to
she's
come
into
in.
The boys
she
and
knows the
ropes. So it's always a scary thing, but that's
yeah.
life and live and learn.
Don't worry. Worry's
okay.
wasted
thank
energy.
Thank you so much, really. Thank you for calming my
yeah.
nerves. Have a great
right.
night. Thank you.
Good.
Thank
right.
you, Laura. Vivian, thank you for waiting. Vivian from Ohio, you're on air with us. What question do you have for Lori McQuarrie?
When will I find love?
Well, my God, where are you from, girl? I'm from Ohio. You're not from Cleveland, are you?
No, I'm living in Dayton. I'm from the Washington, D.C. area, originally from North Carolina.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something interesting then, because Cleveland still hits my spot here. I think somebody from Cleveland is coming down to meet you.
Really?
Yeah.
So soon, or does she have a long wait?
Well, what's your birthday?
October the 12th, 55.
Well, you like everything balanced, and you like it on time, and you like neatness. And, you know, I think you need a man a little older than yourself. Most of the guys your age, I think you kind of go, are you kidding? They're not very mature. And you, I think, if you'll be patient, and that's not your middle name, dear, sorry, you're like me, no patience, you want it yesterday. But that's, you learn to live with it. You know, I just feel this person is from Northern Ohio, and I think he's a professional. I think this is somebody, how old are you?
64.
Oh, God, you don't seem that old. No, you don't. You sound young.
Thank you.
Good. Because I just think the guy coming for you is going to be mature. And the funny part is, I'm going to reverse a little bit here and say, I think he may be younger than you, but he's mature. You know what that means?
Mm.
He gets up in the morning and he goes to work. He keeps his promises and he pays his bills. That ought to sing to your heart.
Right.
And plus he likes to dance. I think that's important.
Yes.
Okay,
you
so
can have
they,
fun with this person and you can have stability. But, you know, if you feel stuck right now, well, there's good reason.
We're not really being given permission to go dancing or do much of anything. That will change. And I just think things are going to start lightening up. It's going to be fall before it is. It could even be October, November. But this person will be, I think, meeting you before the holidays. Stay off the Internet. Stay off the Internet. I don't want you looking for anybody on the Internet. I'll come over and tape your fingers together and not let you do that.
Okay.
You just trust. Huh?
So, Vivian, what I want to know is when you find him, ask him if he has brothers and, you know, for the rest of us. It sounds wonderful.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
You know,
great.
Just trust he'll come into your life. You don't have to worry. He's not going to helicopter drop in the backyard. But he will come into your life when he's supposed to. I think you may meet him through a social situation, a small one. And I think he's a recent move to the area. So you just envision him. Even if you can't see his face, we just got through talking about energy. You just start believing. There's somebody out there for you. He's got your name on his sleeve, and he will find you. And you know what I want you to do? I want you to promise me you will let me know. Email me and let me know when you meet him. Because you'll
okay,
know.
So for those who would like to email Lori, especially if you'd like an appointment, she's incredibly reasonable with her prices. It's her name. It's Lori, LAURIE _ McQuarrie, MCQUARY at MSN.com. So you can replay this and get that written down. So you can either go to her website, which is her name, LoriMcQuarrie.com, or you can email her at Lori_McQuarrie@MSN.com. Very reasonable. Get yourself a half-hour reading. Vivian, thank you for calling in. I love hearing
the
good
Vivian.
News.
More power to you.
Thank you.
It's coming, girl. Don't worry.
Okay. Susan from Kansas, it is your turn. Susan from Kansas, what's your question for Lori?
My question is, I've been retired now for about 3 years, and I'm kind of at loose ends, and I'm wondering if what I'm doing is what I should be doing, or if there's
What's your birthday, dear?
August 10th.
Another fellow Leo. We ought to start a club.
Happy birthday early.
Yes, a little early, yes. You know, what did you do for work, dear?
I was a federal government auditor.
Oh, gosh. You know, I want you to do something creative. Can you just go take some classes for fun, for beginning? I just think you've been pretty hard on yourself most of your life.
I think that's true.
And, you know, it doesn't have to continue. You can kick up your heels a little bit. I think after doing all that focused work, I would love to just see you relax. Even if you took a dance class. And, yeah, I know, some of this stuff isn't possible at this moment. But it will change again, and it will come. Also, what I'd like to really, I'd like to encourage you in creative writing. You can do this kind of stuff online. It would be a wonderful thing to boost your imagination, which I think kind of got stifled with that work all those years. And you need to just lighten up on yourself and enjoy. Have you ever been interested in photography?
I have a camera that I think is smarter than I am.
Oh, well, don't pick. I don't want a phone that's smarter than me. That's why I have a flip-top one. I don't go for the new stuff. Just, if you got an old camera, just, I would love to see you just taking little walks around where you live, taking pictures of nature, animals. Be very soothing for you, and I think you'd find you have a good eye for it. Plus, it's something that doesn't require other people around you. You know, I think this is your time to be yourself, dear, and I think it's been a long, long time since you found her.
Well,
you know, the
Susan,
job was your identity for a long time. It happens for a lot of people. It's not a bad thing as long as when you're done with it, you go, now it's really my turn. I think if things were different, you would enjoy travel. I think that you do care about people. I think you like people in small bunches, not a whole bunch like we're stuck with now. But things will change for you. And, you know, every Leo loves the entertainment field. Even if you could, when things get back to some kind of normal, even if you could hang out at some little back door of a theater company, you wouldn't have to go on stage if you didn't want to, but you would love just the glitz. You would enjoy handing out programs and being part of the scenario. And there is a little bit of the actress in you. I think you've always been afraid to bring her out.
So,
might
Susan,
be a fun
have you
thing
ever
to investigate. I'm sorry?
I did participate in the theater in high school.
Well, you would love it. And you know what? It could be just for fun. And like I said, you don't have to, as the expression is in the theater, you don't have to walk the board. You could do the background stuff, but it would be a part of doing something exciting and creative. And even if you, you know, just work the props or something between the scenes, I think that would be, it would get you out of kind of the doldrums. And plus, there's been other things going on for the last 2-3 years. Did you lose somebody?
Okay. Susan, we need you to turn off your radio or get away from that internet because it's causing all of us to hear an echo. So if you don't mind, and then answer Lori's questions if you lost somebody. Thank you.
I had the phone on speaker.
Yeah.
That's always kind of dicey.
Yeah.
Did you lose somebody very important to you in just the last couple of years?
No, not really. I have lost a couple of aunts in the last year.
Yeah. Was there one that was very close, like more like a sister than an aunt? This is almost like a woman friend. I'm just feeling loss around you. And I think, you know, loss isn't always death. Sometimes it's somebody moving. Sometimes it's somebody just being so caught up in their own lives they don't have time for us anymore. But if one of these aunts was somebody that you really liked and admired, it feels like there's just been the anchor is not there that you had. The job was an anchor for you, Susan.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the reason it was so important. You were needed. You were appreciated, I think. You did an excellent job. And now that's retirement. And I think everybody who has been at a long-time job kind of ends up feeling, you know, a little lost when the first retirement day rolls around. That's why I think you have to find some nice creative ways to just get yourself out of the house. Where do you live?
In Manhattan, Kansas.
Well, I've never been to Manhattan, Kansas. That's kind of an oxymoron name, isn't it? I think of Kansas as being flat and tornadoes, and then Manhattan, I think of the theater.
Being tall.
I do. Well, I think it's a nice oxymoron. I think you can play with it and have fun with it.
Well,
are you married?
The nickname. No, I'm not.
I didn't think
so.
Well, that's part of it.
It has
you know,
the nickname of being the little apple.
The little
and
what?
And the little apple.
The little apple.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I heard that one
and,
right. Okay. Well, you know,
Susan,
you make
I'm
the most
need
of where
to cut
you live,
this off
and
simply because I want to be able to get to everybody, and I would suggest that you call Lori for a half hour because it sounds like you could have a lot more going
yes,
on.
Yes, we could have fun, Susan. Give me a call.
Okay.
Okay, but thank
have
you
a good
for calling
day. All right.
Okay, Vita, in Toronto. Vita, it is your turn.
Oh, wow.
Vita, hello.
Thank you. Hi. I just wanted to say to Sharon that I finally did sell my house.
Yay! Congratulations.
And, yeah. Finally sold my house. It's been like a long process, but I finally did. But the thing is that now I have a short closing. And, of course, you know, time is running and you know I have to prepare you know for the day but the thing is that when the moving truck comes and I fill it up with all my stuff and everything else I still am with the same dilemma that I was 2 months ago is like where am I going to tell the mover to go?
I live in Toronto.
Yes, I live in Toronto, and I want
to. Do you have ties to the States?
Yeah, I do. I have ties to California.
California. I knew you were going to say California. Well, I'm telling you, that might be an option down the road. You could be thinking about that. The other piece that I want to just back up a minute to is I think you really need to go through that house and tell every room and thank it for what that house provided for you. And you'll you're not ready to say goodbye yet. You know, your head and your heart aren't matching. I realize that the statistics, what's going on. But I'm just saying, it can move the energy if you go through that house, thank every room for what it provided for you. And the house
I understand
will
what
let
you're
go.
Saying.
I know you do. Just do that.
Yeah, I know.
And
but actually, I did, and I was doing that while
I would like you in California for a while. I think it would be wonderful for you. I know there's stuff going on, but there's places in California where you could be without so many people.
Yeah, see, the thing is this, okay, is that I'm not sure whether the borders are going to be opening up on July 21st. That they're talking and talking and extending.
I know.
So regardless.
But
I
that's
need,
the unknown
to,
that we all
I
live
need
with.
To go,
because,
Why
don't you just put that fear, that worry, the concern, which is genuine, but I always talk about putting it in a box, wrapping it up, and putting it up on the shelf for now and letting the universe bring you the opportunity, because it will.
Mm.
I think you'll end up going down to California, maybe not on the 21st, but and your moving may be delayed a little bit, but you're going to, I keep seeing you living by ocean.
That would be nice.
So,
you know, but
a nice, and it would be Northern California. It wouldn't be in Southern California, but there is going to be an opportunity there for you.
So, Nita, this is what I'd like you to focus on, okay? Because I know you called in before, all right? It looks to me, and I'm willing to be wrong, but it looks to me like our borders are open in August. I don't know how long they're going to stay open, but it looks like August. So if you plan for what do you need to do with stuff so that it can be stored or you can delay that closing or whatever it is, I think August is your
I can't delay it. No. Yeah,
then,
that's the thing.
Then
I
you
can't
put it
delay
in
it.
You
no.
put it in storage for a month and just plan on it being in storage. And a lot of places, a lot of movers will let you store something for a month free of charge. So I just want to put that idea in your head and then we need to move on.
Yeah, I
see it working for you. Okay? Because that way the universe can support you if you just see it working. All right.
Yeah, I know, but I don't feel comfortable leaving anything in storage. No.
Well, sometimes we have to trust in areas where we have no control. And I'm telling you, if you put your stuff in storage, I think it'll be safe. I wouldn't want it there for a year anyplace, but I think it's safe for 30 days. And that's all you'll need.
What if I went, let's say, more east, like towards Ottawa or Quebec? How do you feel? I'm thinking because my daughter's husband's family is over there.
I think it would be temporary. I think you might stay there a year or so, but it would be temporary.
And then you'd move your stuff twice. I'd go visit. I wouldn't stay. And I think the last 2 weeks in August is when your opening is to come this way. But anyway, if you want to explore that more, I suggest you get a reading with Lori. But you got her answer on that one. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for calling in, Nita.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Bari, you from California. I don't know if I pronounced your name right. It's Don has it spelled V-A-R-R-I-E.
Actually, it's my nickname is Varinia, but no one can pronounce it, so I shorten it to Vari, and that's V-A-R-I-E.
Okay.
Varari.
You don't think we can say
Vari? Vari.
Okay,
nice
what's your
name.
Question?
What did
you
say?
What's your question for
It's a beautiful
Lori?
Name.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I like it too. It's just that people call me Virginia. They call me everything, you know, the minute they see the VAR. And
except
like,
what your name is,
no.
Yeah. But you know what? You handle it so well. You're very much a people person.
Thank you.
Are
yeah,
you
I am. I think I am.
You love people. Well, if I told you I wanted you to work in the back of a factory somewhere packing apples, I don't think you'd be a happy camper. You have to be around mm-hmm. people. And you're a problem
yeah.
solver for people. You have a very good way of sitting down with people. You'd make a great counselor because I think you care enough about people to try to help them. What's your question? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I kind of got carried away.
Okay, so I have a couple of questions. One is I had my business, and because of the COVID, it's pretty much
what's your
a
business
done deal.
Here?
I was doing insurance, selling insurance.
Okay.
But I kind of don't feel like a passion for it.
No, I would
and
think it would
so
be very dull for you.
Say that
okay.
again?
I said it would be dull. It would be boring.
Yeah.
That's not,
yes,
you need
I feel
to be,
that.
And when it comes, and it will, where you can be face-to-face with people again and work with them, I think that's what you need to do. It's what I just said, I wouldn't want to have you packing apples in a factory. I'd want you being around people. So, you know, it will change again. Everybody's in this, you know, still water zone. We don't have anything moving. It will change, and I think Sharon is correct. I think we have August is coming. Believe me, it's right around the corner. And we mm-hmm. are going to start seeing some openings to positively, even though it's going to be start and stop still for a while. September, October, you ought to have a brand new business coming to you, and it's not anything to do with insurance.
Woohoo!
Oh my God.
Great
I love
news
that.
For
I
you.
I would love that.
Well, you know, again, I think you love working with people. And if,
yes.
if you could do something where, you know, even for starters, even if you went and could run errands for the elderly and got them groceries or got them their meds, or I just think you would do beautifully at that. And so many times
oh my
people
God.
In
I was
that position
thinking about
have no
that.
One.
I was thinking, you know what? I love
good.
Working with, you know, helping people, like you said. And
yes. Well,
senior,
I'm telling
seniors,
you. You know,
yeah.
you could be a godsend to people who can't get out, especially now. I mean, you could even begin it now if you wanted to, as long as it was done safely. But what a gift you have mm. for just intuiting people. You look at people and you size them up pretty good. You have a very gentle mm. nature and you don't like to hurt people's feelings.
Yes.
Well,
but you're
yes,
strong.
That's my problem.
But you're strong. So,
Marinia, you
start.
Are so funny. It sounds like you are so surprised to hear Lori say that, and yet she's a psychic. Of course she knows. Anyway,
well,
Marinia, I want to thank you for calling in. I would suggest also you get a reading. Lori can keep going and give you all kinds of information. So if you want more and the details and whatnot, please give her a call. Again, got everybody. Her website is her name, Lori McQuarrie, LauRie, spelled the normal way. Her last name is McQuarrie. And if you're going to do an email to say that you'd like an appointment, it's Lori_McQuarrie. And Lori is so reasonable in her prices. It's just fabulous. You know, it makes it so affordable for everybody to be able to call her. So thanks for calling in. Kathy, you have had patience, patience, patience. Kathy from Sacramento, it is finally your turn. What's your question for Lori?
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Sharon. My question is that do you see me and my husband moving in within the next 5 years?
Which one of you doesn't want to move? Him?
Yeah.
Thank you, because you're going to have to be talking quick. He likes things the same. You get bored.
Uh-huh.
What's his name?
Well, his legal
just
name.
Just give me his name,
Juan,
what you call him.
David.
The nice one.
David. Yeah.
What's his
nice name,
name, dear?
David.
His name is
David.
His name is David, yes.
You know what? What you see is what you get with David. Correct?
Yes, that's true.
He's not a pretense kind of guy. He's happy with simple, and he doesn't need any flourishes. You get bored, and that, you know, and opposites do attract, and they can get along well. But you get bored, period, with life sometimes. You have to have not major bad things happening at all, but what you like is activity and movement.
Yes.
And you could live downtown, and David is going, just put me out in the backfield. I'll be fine. Right?
I do need interesting things. Art,
well, you can provide that. You can go with your girlfriends for, I don't know where you live, unless you live out in the back 40 somewhere. But he's the kind of guy, you're lucky, he's the kind of husband who'd say, okay, so you want to go for 3 days with your girlfriends down and gamble? I mean, I don't think he'd be pleased about the money going, but I think he wants you to be happy. He really loves you.
Oh, isn't that nice to hear?
He is.
That's very nice,
guy. What's his birthday?
His birthday is June the 7th, 1958.
Well, he just had his birthday. You know, you've got a wonderful, nicely balanced Gemini there. Sometimes Gemini is a sign of the twins, and sometimes it can be a little quirky. He's not quirky. He had to grow up being very responsible, and that's who he is. But he would never try to put out your candle of, you know, and wanting to do things and see things. What's your birthday?
Mine is May the 6th, 1957.
Well, interesting. You get bored easy, but, boy, you sure like things secure. You want to make sure that bank is full. But you know how to have fun. So back to your question, I would say maybe there'll be a move in the next 5 years. Somebody wants to move out of state. Where do you live now?
California.
I'm in Sacramento, California.
Okay. You want out of California?
Not
Who's
really.
From back east?
Myself.
Does he have ties to
Maybe
the Midwest?
No. Mm-mm. No, I don't.
Does he have ties to the Midwest?
No, he doesn't.
Nebraska?
No.
Okay, no. I don't know. Something from there may call you and an opportunity. Where do you want to move?
I was thinking maybe like Nevada.
Okay. I was going to put you a little further south and say the New Mexico would be beautiful for you.
Oh,
Now, see, and, you know,
Phoenix,
I think you're an appreciator of art and creativity. Doesn't mean you're an artist, but it would certainly be, you know, you guys should at least take a trip there when it's safe and just look around. But you know what? David wants you to be happy. Aren't you a lucky girl?
Oh. I am. I waited a long time for him.
Well, he waited a long time for you to show up.
Okay, I'm going to cut this off because I would like to squeeze one more person in before
Thank
we run out of time.
All right, nice to talk to you.
And it's Kathy, I just want to say that when I'm looking at both your name and David's name, I would suggest Arizona or Iowa, which is right next door to the two that Lori suggested, so consider all four.
Right.
Okay. Okay, I want to squeeze in, and we're going to have to be really, really fast, Darla, but you have been online for so long. And bless your heart for waiting. What is your quick question for Lori?
I want to study something, and I'm feel drawn toward astrology or music.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what, because I want to put a lot of time and effort into it, and I didn't know what she maybe saw. My birthday
Why
is March 28th.
Why can't you combine the two?
Really?
Well,
okay.
I don't know. Do you play an instrument? You just love music. What I'm thinking, and I
love
first
music,
of all, and
all types
I
of music.
Love astrology. What if you were to create, and maybe it's out there, but you could do your own brand. What if you were to create for people songs or music that was absolutely them to a T because of their birthday?
That sounds great. I don't know how to go about that.
Well, I don't know, but you know, now that we've drug it up, the universe is listening. You know, what if you were to do, this is a hypothesis, what if you were to have an online business that goes, give me your birth date, and I will create a birthday memento song for you. That's just one thought. I think you also have beautiful natural healing abilities. And I'm going to say with kids, what if you were to combine stuff for children with music and their birth dates as little children? Making a child a birthday song specially for them. There's
How
things from your
that?
Childhood. I don't want to bring them up publicly, but I think there's a lot of healing you had to do. And that would go into this work with children. What do you think?
Lori, if I would study, I want to go back to the astrology. If I would study, if I gave you three first names, could you tell me what you feel the person would be best for me, and maybe none of them?
Okay, are we talking love relationship-wise now, or
She's
what?
She's talking teachers, astrology teachers.
I know astrology, but you're saying you're going to give me names. So
astrology
name,
teachers.
The first name of teachers.
The first name of teachers. I'm sorry, I'm not following.
Astrology.
That's okay.
Astrology schools, astrology teachers.
Okay, schools. Got you. All right, quick, give me the
name. Deborah, Joni, or Ted?
Deborah would probably be best for you, but she's a hard sell. You'd really be working hard, but she's good at what she does. I think, though, if I were going to make the choice, it might be with Ted.
With Ted?
Yep. I think you
Can
need
you
to have
why?
A male teacher.
I do. Okay.
I think you would relate better with it, and I think he's a gentle, very strong, but gentle man and knows his stuff.
Okay. Okay. And then that's interesting about this. I don't know that much about playing music. I don't know how I could even write a song, but that's
wonderful. Well, you know
what?
Maybe you're going to meet somebody in the next 3 to 6 months who actually can write music, and you collaborate.
Oh.
I'm just saying there's this beautiful, perfect kind of combo for you of healing work, which astrology can be, as we know, music, which everybody resonates with music, and there's something here with children with you. Maybe it'll be somebody who else brings the children to you, but you will have a really big change by Christmas. What's your birthday?
328. I'm retired. I'm kind of old, but I still feel young.
Well, never call yourself old. Never.
Okay.
You're never old until you go. Then
when they call you, when they call you honey, when they wait on you, you always.
Oh, you know what? That's good. That's fine with me. But no, you've got that wonderful Aries energy. Get her done. I have Mars in Aries, so I know exactly what you're about.
And I've got
a lot of times
rising,
people
so,
have to just
yeah.
get out of your way. But
so,
you're going to know between now and November exactly where you want to go to study. I'm not so sure you need to go to some long school over it. I think you're a pretty quick study as it is. And I don't know where Ted's at, whether you would do this online. So much stuff now has to be. But I think you're going to end up doing astrology combined with music somehow and with a partner.
There you
and
go.
And that may take up to eight months to a year to develop, but it will by next spring, right around your birthday.
Oh,
thank you,
fun.
Darla,
that'll
for calling
fun.
In. So
thank
appreciate
you for
it.
Waiting and being patient.
Lori,
thank
you so much again for coming and joining us. Always a
thank
pleasure.
You.
Again, everybody, if you would like to have an appointment with Lori, you can contact her two different ways, LoriMcQuarrie.com or Lori_McQuarrie@MSN.com. Her last name is spelled MCQUARY. Next week, we have Susan Rowland coming on. She's a medium, so if you want to contact somebody on the other side, she's fabulous at being able to do that. And I would also like to share that on July 23rd to the 25th, for 6.5 hours each day, there's a half an hour break between the 3 hour blocks. So for 18 hours, if you would like to take a seminar with me, the discount code I gave you all last week somehow isn't working. So just email me and I'll be glad to give you an invoice so that on the website, it says like $697, but if you email me, we'll give it to you for $375. And literally, we're going to go for 18 hours on what was the world like before God, all the way through to how this world developed, how everything got situated to put us where we are in today. And so that way, you'll have the whole knowledge so that you won't go into fear, because you'll be saying, oh yeah, I expected that next, I expected that next. And you'll have the understanding on how we got where we are today. If you'd like more information, please go to knowthename.com. The services page, and it's the last thing on that services page. It's all out there in detail. And with that, I would love to say thank you so much for joining us again on Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth signing off.